The CDC remains cautiously optimistic today, saying that it could soon be safe for Americans to start touching up to 5 people's faces a day. We've got the latest on how best to choose who should be in your face-touching bubble. And later, Benadryl is looking to make allergies a thing of the past. Hear how their new controlled coma pills could help sedate you through the entirety of allergy season. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. With news like this, who needs friends? Back in a moment. Good news for all you allergy sufferers out there. Following today's FDA approval for over-the-counter use, a new medication could soon be alleviating your symptoms. Benadryl, the popular antihistamine, has developed a new controlled coma pill that sedates you for the entire 6 months of allergy season. Joining me now to fill us in on this innovative new treatment is OPR's medical correspondent, Jenna Resnick. Thanks for joining us, Jenna.
Hi, Leslie.
So tell me, how exactly does this medicine work?
Benadryl Sedate Plus is a single 500 milligram pill that is ingested orally. And within 30 to 45 minutes of taking it, you will fall into a deep state of unconsciousness, otherwise known as a coma, which will last anywhere from 170 to 190 days, during which time you won't experience any of the sneezing, watery eyes, itchy skin, or runny nose associated with seasonal pollen allergies.
Well, as a longtime allergy sufferer, being induced certainly sounds appealing to me. If someone is interested in trying this out, what should they know beforehand?
Well, I spoke with Dr. Darren Beltzer, a research associate who helped develop the drug, about how to get the most out of your coma remedy, and here's what he had to say.
Sedate Plus should always be taken on a full stomach, and I mean full stomach. It's important to store enough energy in your fat deposits to get you through 6 months of being comatose without starving to death. It's also advised that you have someone around who can turn you over every few hours in order to prevent bed sores.
Sounds like good advice. When can people expect this to hit pharmacy shelves?
Benadryl expects it to be available as early as next week. In fact, they just released their first commercial touting the new drug. Take a listen.
Tired of waiting for your allergy medicine to kick in? Sick of having to remember to take a pill every single day? Fed up with having to be alive and cognizant while there's pollen in the air? Well, then it's time to knock yourself out cold for an entire half a year with Benadryl Sedate Plus. Just one pill and you can say goodbye to coughing, sneezing, itching, and your family with Sedate Plus. Side effects may include drowsiness, confusion, permanent vegetative state, and having to pee really badly upon waking up.
Well, sign me up right now. I'm about to scratch my eyeballs right out of their sockets. But Jenna, what about people who aren't just allergic to seasonal triggers? People who have year-round allergies to mold or dust mites. Does Benadryl have something for them?
Well, unfortunately, you'll have to wait a little longer for extreme relief from those allergens, Leslie. But Dr. Beltzer added that Benadryl does plan to release an extra strength version of the new medication soon that just kills you.
Great. Well, let me know when that comes out. I'd love to say goodbye to this cruel world and end the cosmic joke that is my existence.
Sure thing.
Thanks for the report, Jenna. That's OPR's Jenna Resnick.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. Because the thing is, I realize the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people.
Hello, I'm Youngblood.
Joe Brand.
I'm Paloma Faith.
Jay Blades.
Elizabeth Day.
Zara Larson. Casper
Lee. And I'm Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Great Company.
Apparently.
It's Great Company with me, Jamie Lang. Coming Wednesday, the 27th of March.
When you go home and tell your parents everything you learned about listening to podcasts today, don't forget about this stuff, too. Here's what else you need to know today. A new report out today has found that an astonishing 96% of the nation's smut is consumed by the filthiest 1%. The study, out of San Fernando Valley Institute for Adults Only Research, went on to conclude that of all the pornography watched throughout the world, the vast majority is consumed by an elite group of super perverts. I, for one, think it's about time we put an end to this freaky inequality. And important news for parents today, Graco has officially recalled that baby stroller you spent all that time researching. But since you already threw out the box, you might as well just keep it. What's the worst that could happen? And an encouraging new study out of Stanford University today has found that suffering is merely a state of mind. Researchers concluded that all that pain and anguish you feel each and every day is, quote, no big deal since it's all in your head. Wow, I wish someone would have told me that a lot sooner. And that's The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode of The Topical, well then go tell someone else. I don't give a shit. I don't need your praise. I'm doing another one of these tomorrow, whether you liked it or not, so don't tell me. Go spread the word. Also, you can subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode, where we'll have the adorable story of a very unlikely animal friendship that's been torn apart by the election and will likely never recover. So cute. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you then.